CQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. More people managing to escape war-torn Gaza at the Rafah crossing. Some foreigners and those with dual nationality were allowed to leave. Among them, Sarah Algol.
It's been really hard for me and my brother and other people, millions of people. We came from the north. We walked more than 5 kilometers.
There is fighting going on outside Gaza's largest hospital. Israel says there are Hamas terrorists hiding in tunnels underneath. Doctors say conditions above ground are deteriorating rapidly. And President Biden says the Israel-Hamas conflict cannot go back to the status quo following the war. Former British Prime Minister David Cameron is back. He's now the Foreign Secretary following the firing of Home Secretary Suella Braverman, who accused police of being too lenient with pro-Palestinian protesters. This is ABC News. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott announcing he's suspending his campaign, saying the timing is not right. Amtrak has temporarily suspended service between New York City and Albany, citing structural concerns from a parking garage that sits above the tracks in Manhattan. ABC's Lucy Yang has more.
For neighbors here, this is especially alarming, given the high-rise apartment building on top of the garage.
And that makes me really concerned about what is holding up this entire, 30-story building. There's just a web of things going on under our feet that we don't know about.
Not clear at this hour how long it will take to repair the structural problems in this garage. Also not clear when owners can remove their vehicles.
There's new research on a simple way to bring down your blood pressure. A study from Northwestern University found reducing salt intake by just 1 teaspoon per day can lower blood pressure just as much as medication. Justin Finch, ABC News.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggeho. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers sounds like he'll sign a bill to let local election clerks start counting absentee ballots the day before Election Day. That's one of several bills on voting the Assembly sent to his desk yesterday. Another bill would enact new rules for indefinitely confined voters. The Assembly also passed a number of proposed constitutional amendments. One would ban local governments from using private money to run elections. Alliant Energy customers can expect their bills to go up about $10 a month on average next year. Wisconsin regulators approved a two-year rate hike yesterday, which includes an average $8 a month rate hike in the second year. The main reason for the rate hikes is that Alliant Energy is making a huge investment in solar power and battery storage in Wisconsin. Alliant Energy aims to be carbon neutral by 2050. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
This Veterans Day from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., it's the second annual Pig Roast for homeless veterans. Prices are $20 per plate with a piglet plate for $10 for those 3 to 12 years old. And children 2 and under eat free. There will be raffles from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. And there will be a special appearance from Pitmaster Dusty Warner. That's November 11th from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Cabaret Cove in Ryland.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Timothy Tim Lee Salisbury, age 70 of Phillips, passed away on Friday, October 6th, of complications from a stroke that he had in April of 2018. He is survived by his wife, Lynn, by his 3 sons, Todd, of Hillsboro, Wisconsin, by Travis of Oshkosh, and by Troy of Wanakee. Survived also by 8 grandchildren, along with his siblings, John of Idaho Falls, Idaho, Jeff of Abbotsford, by Mary Jo Palmore of Tucson, Arizona, and by Carol Roman of Puerto Pensco, Sonora, Mexico. Survived also by several sisters-in-laws, nieces, and nephews. A celebration of life for Tim will be held next summer, 2024. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Timothy Tim Lee Salisbury, age 70 of Phillips. Jean Calvert, 93 of Park Falls, passed away on Friday, October 27th at Park Manor Nursing Home in Park Falls. She is survived by her daughter, Deborah Debbie Christie, by 2 grandchildren, by 4 great-grandchildren, and by numerous nieces and nephews. A private burial will take place at the Winnemac Cemetery in Winnemac, Indiana. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Jean Calvert, 93, Park Falls.
The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com.
The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice.
When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. What's up?
I'm tired of feeling so bloated.
That used to be me. Then I got this.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion. A probiotic, right?
Yeah, it works naturally with your gut to help soothe occasional bloating and gas. Plus, it has vitamin B12 to aid digestion by helping convert food to cellular energy. Two benefits, one capsule.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Learn more at AlignProbiotics.com.
It's that time of year again, Wisconsin. Hunting season is back. Before you head out, remember that safety is always the number one target for a successful hunt. So when you're out in the woods this season, practice these simple tips. Treat every firearm like it's loaded. Always point your muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target and don't touch the trigger until you're ready to shoot. For more safety tips, visit dnr.wisconsin.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll see lots of sunshine with high temperatures warming up into the upper 40s. Lover winds out of the west, 5 to 15. For tonight, increasing cloud cover, dropping back to a low of 28. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy and breezy, mid-50s, south winds increasing to 15 to 20. Wednesday, we're back to a good deal of sunshine with a high of 52. Thursday, mostly cloudy, a high of 54 degrees, and then a bit cooler to wrap up your work week on Friday. Partly cloudy, we're back to a high of 40. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 36.
SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. It was a record-setting day in the NFL yesterday. Five games decided by last-second field goals. Cardinals snapped a six-game skid by beating the Falcons 25-23. It was the Texans 30-27 over the Bengals. Browns beat the Ravens at the last second 33-31. It was the Lions 41-38 over the Chargers. And the Seahawks held off the Commanders 29-26. Elsewhere, the Colts beat the Patriots in Frankfurt, Germany in the early game on Sunday. Rest of the schedule had the 49ers beating the Jaguars, Steelers down the Packers, Vikings over the Saints, Titans fall to the Buccaneers, Cowboys rout the Giants, and the Raiders beat the Jets Sunday night. In the NHL, short schedule, it was the Panthers over the Blackhawks, Stars beat the Wild, Canucks beat the Canadiens, the Rangers beat the Blue Jackets in a shootout, and it was the Ducks beating the Sharks. This is SRN Sports. In the NBA, Knicks score a season high in their 129-107 win over the Hornets. Mavericks beat the Pelicans 136-124. Kyrie Irving, 7 of 10 from downtown. Nets recover after blowing a 17-point lead to beat the Wizards 102-94. Grizzlies down the Clippers 105-101. Sixers get their 8th straight win, 137-126 over the Pacers. Tyrese Maxey with a career-high 50 points. Bulls beat the Pistons 119-108. Rockets 107-104 over the Nuggets. Grizzlies beat the Clippers 105-101. Heat beat the Spurs 118-113, their 5th straight win. Thunder down the Suns 111-99. And when the Lakers beat the Trailblazers 116-110. Georgia remains atop the college football poll this week, followed by Michigan, Ohio State, Florida State, and Washington. Oregon comes in at number 6. Followed by Texas and Alabama. This is SRN Sports.
With another loss on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers lose to the Pittsburgh Steelers 23-19. It came down to the final play of the game. 3 seconds left on the clock, 16 yards from the goal line. Jordan Love throws to Christian Watson, but the pass intercepted. Watson asked if the play was similar to others this season.
You know, way, I mean, I'm just running the route, you know, trying to get into the end zone. You know, obviously, you know, leave everything else to 10. You know, try to fit it in somewhere. But at the end of the day, I mean, it's a tough situation to be in.
The Packers host the Chargers Sunday. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks back at Pfizer Forum tonight against the Chicago Bulls. The Bucks lost over the weekend to the Magic in Orlando, 112-97. Giannis with 35 points and 10 rebounds, but without Damian Lillard dealing with a calf injury. College football, at the start of the season, the Wisconsin Badgers were ranked 19th in the nation. Saturday, they lost again, this time to Northwestern, 24-10. Luke Fickell.
The expectations sometimes, you got to find a way to get over top of that. Right now, we have not.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
All right, and some other sports notes, Mike. We've got some high school football playoff action. Championship game of 8-man over the weekend. It was Florence winning the state championship and a thriller. They beat Thorpe 32-30 in the championship game on Saturday. Now, state championship games are set for this coming weekend in Division 7. It'll be Edgar taking on Blackhawk Warren, Illinois in the championship game of D7. In Division 6, Stratford and Darlington will go at it. In Division 5, it's Wrightstown and Aquinas. In Division 4, Lodi and Casco will be playing for the championship. Rice Lake will be in the Division 3 championship game. They'll be taking on Grafton. In D2, it's Wanakee versus Badger. And in Division 1, you've got Marquette and Franklin playing for the championship coming up this weekend. Bucks basketball on the air tonight right here. And that's a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
I like chicken a lot. I'm a big fan of chicken. It's weird now because I went to the store the other day to buy some. And when I was there, they have like two kinds of chicken that you can buy. So they have a free-range chicken is one. And then they have, I guess, like a not free-range. Like, I think his parents were divorced or something. I don't know. So they want you to eat the free-range chicken, which is a chicken that is allowed to roam free. Obviously not now, like he is dead at the store. But they still have a list of his hobbies on the package, which I thought, that's pretty nice of them, you know? But I don't want to eat that chicken. I feel bad. I don't eat a chicken that had a dream, and that was that chicken. Life was great for that guy. I just want a miserable, not free-range chicken. I want to eat a chicken that when they killed it, he was like, look, I'm ready for this, all right? This is brutal.
That'll be $22.45, sir.
All righty. And debit. And here's my code. And would you like to make a $1 donation to Sick Kids? Not today, but I'm sure I will sometime. Are you sure? Yes, I'm sure. Come on, man. It's just a dollar. Yeah, I know. But if I donate to you, I have to donate to everybody. Sorry, no. Think of the children. Why are you guilting me out?
Don't look at me, man. Tell it to the machine.
This is ridiculous. Fine. I'll make a donation. Just a dollar, cheapskate. Okay, I want to speak to the manager.
Join us next time for another episode of Stuff That Drives Us Nuts.
Hey, I'm Jordan Davis.
Showed up and she's gone. Guess I got too soon, too late.
You're listening to
98Q Country.
I was a cold beer drinker down at Joe's place. A corner pocket slinker at a pedal down pace. Another man's early was my getting home late, fast as a whiskey shot, and everything changed, cause with the woman you love, you talk all night, buy 5 acres and a farmhouse and paint it bright white. With the woman you love, you'll get home at a decent hour, don't need to look no more, cause you finally found it, no, forever just ain't long enough, with a woman you
bright white. With a woman you love, you'll get home at a decent hour. Don't need to look no more.
favorites and yesterday's classics.
from believing, looking for another way to save my soul. The longer I live, the more I see it. There's only one way.
There Monday morning country, John Cougar, John Deere, John 316. We got 28 past 7. Hope you are well on this Monday. It is the 13th of November. It feels like, it just feels to me like November has been around a while, and it just feels like it's been a long month, which I'm all right with, because temperatures certainly are I don't know, acceptable. Maybe you like the cold weather, weirdos. But temperatures are going to be up in the 50s for the next 3 or 4 days here. And by the time the opener rolls around on Saturday, you're probably going to wake up. Right now, looks like the deer hunting opener on Saturday, you're going to wake up to temperatures probably right around that 30 mark or so, right around freezing on Saturday morning. Maybe a bit cooler than that. But daytime temperatures right now for the opener this weekend, 45, 45, 44. And then upper 30s for the following week. It's going to be kind of a wimpy start to the deer hunting season weather-wise. But possibly by the time it's over, that 9-day gun deer season, we could see some cooler temps and maybe even some snow moving in. I would guess, if I was to wager a $1 or $2 bill, ooh, $2 bills, those are cool. I would guess that at some point over the deer season, 9-day gun deer season, we're going to see some snow, because I'm seeing some precipitation possibilities in there with temperatures at or below freezing. 50 for the high today. A little bit breezy. That west and northwest wind, 10 to 15, gusting over 20 at times. Kind of the same thing for tomorrow. Another breezy day tomorrow. Warm but breezy again. Winds will calm down midweek. Bucks basketball, we got them for tonight, Wednesday and Friday. We got three nights of Bucks basketball for you this week right here on 98Q. And we're going to sandwich in some local action, too. We're going to kick off our local sports season. Mercer and Shawamigan girls going to play tomorrow night. We'll have that for you right here with Steve Jetland. And then Thursday, we got a doubleheader of high school sports. We got Phillips traveling down to Prentice. And we have Rib Lake traveling to take on Shawamigan. The Rib Lake Prentice game right here. Rib Lake at Shawamigan Girls over on 103.1. And I have some terrific news for our local radio listeners this morning. Not only 98Q Country, of course, is available to listen online and on your phone all the time. Just download the Civic Media app now. Check that Civic Media app this morning, because you're also now able to listen to 103.1 Jack FM on your phone. On your phone. Can I get something? All right, thank you. Yeah, through that same Civic Media app. So now when we do local ball games right here or on 103.1, grandmas, grandpas from around the world, they can listen. They can download that Civic Media app, and they can listen to the broadcast right through there. Fabulous, fabulous. All right, so that's my big news this morning. Packers, the NFL, here's what the NFL is. The NFL is a lot of close games, and when it comes down to the end, you have to have a quarterback who can make the plays. Whether it's the quarterback's fault or not, that's a discussion you can have with you and your friends at the Thanksgiving table, but you have to have the ability to go down at the end of the game and get what you need, either a field goal or a touchdown. And typically, when you have a young quarterback, typically, a that's difficult to do because there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on, and the other team usually knows what you're going to do. You're going to pass the ball. You're going to pass the ball, and they pin their ears back. They come after you. So the Packers have struggled with that this year. It was encouraging, I think, to see a close game. Pittsburgh's not a bad team. They're not a dominating team. But yeah, Mike Tomlin is always right there, very competitive, it seems like, in every single game. So I think it was positive that the Packers did hang in that game and give them a good game. Blocked field goal hurt their chances, too, on that. That would have been nice to have that go through the uprights. So the Packers are 3-6, and they're kind of what we thought this year. They really are. We're thinking 7-8 wins, and that might even be tough. Now you got the Chargers coming in this week. Then you got the Lions. Then you got the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. And then you got the Giants and the Buccaneers and the Panthers and the Vikings and the Bears and the Lions and the Tigers and the Bears. Oh, my. So, you're looking at 7-8 wins probably. 8 may be optimistic. 7 may be optimistic, you're saying. But that division is going to come down to the two teams we kind of thought at the beginning of the season were going to have a shot to win that division and make the playoffs. If the season were to end today, the Lions would be in the playoffs and the Vikings would be in the playoffs, the Vikings winning their 5th in a row. What's surprising about the NFL season, of course, on the Vikings side, is that they lose Kirk Cousins, which everybody thought was the reason why they were any good at all and competitive. Well, they have found out that all of a sudden a guy who can maybe move around a little bit and run the ball like Josh Dobbs, that's pretty valuable too. He's played pretty well for him. Journeyman quarterback. But he played well again yesterday, and the Vikings got a win over the Saints to secure a wild card spot for now anyway. Long way to go in the season. So Packers back in action noon Sunday. If you're a avid deer hunter, you will say, bah, I've had enough. I don't want to need to do it. Or if you still want to watch it back, they'll be there for you noon on Sunday. And then Thanksgiving Day, 11:30 kickoff, Packers and the Lions from Ford. They still call it Ford Field, I believe. Wisconsin Badgers, not good over the weekend. That Big Ten West is just, just a lot of mediocre teams in there. But a couple of weeks left there, they'll be going for the, trying to secure a couple wins to get the Doritos.com. Dot whatever bowl. No, not that one. All right. Whatever school will pay their expenses to come and play and broadcast it on ESPN 2 or 3 or 4 or 5. They'll be there. Cha-ching! College football bowl games. Republican presidential candidate Tim Scott has ended his campaign. We didn't even know that. Come on, raise your hand. Did you know that there was a guy named Tim Scott who was running for president? You did not. No, you did not. There's a lot of them this time of the year. We're still a year away. Let's get our twice an hour. We give you news updates here in the morning show. Let's do that right now.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. The U.S. striking targets in Syria that the Defense Department says have been used by militant groups supported by Iran. The sites are linked to at least 46 drone and rocket attacks on U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin.
We will take all necessary measures to protect our troops.
Thousands of people have fled Gaza's largest hospital as Israeli forces and Palestinian militants battle outside its gates. Dr. Ahmed Mokhalalati says they've had to remove premature babies from their incubators and put them in a heated room on a gurney because there is no more fuel at all for generators.
Everyone knows that they won't survive that much with this current situation. So we have the sad decision of just leaving them to die slowly because we can't supply them with electricity.
Israel says Hamas fighters are in tunnels under the hospital. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Microsoft is looking to expand their data center in Mount Pleasant in southeast Wisconsin. The company plans to spend $1 billion to purchase 1,000 acres to construct more data centers. The data centers are built on the land that was set aside for the Foxconn development that never came to fruition. Governor Evers says he's thrilled to be working with Microsoft to grow their operations in Wisconsin. More layoffs at the University of Wisconsin. UW Parkside in Kenosha plans to cut almost 10% of its workforce over the next year. About 50 full-time jobs will be cut through a combination of voluntary separations, layoffs, and attrition. According to an email to employees, layoff notices will go out in February for people being let go in April or May. This comes after similar cuts at UW-Platteville and Oshkosh and to a lesser extent at Green Bay. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Packers lose on the last play of the game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers lost to the Steelers 23-19 in Pittsburgh. The game was back and forth and came down to the final 3 seconds. Green Bay on the Pittsburgh 16, and instead of a touchdown, the ball intercepted by the Steelers. Jordan Love.
Last play of the game, trying to take a shot to the end zone. Dialed up a play that we, you know, work all the time in practice. Pretty much just trying to get a shot right there in the front end line to Christian. The DB was able to jump in front of the route and make a pick.
The Packers now 3-6. They host the Chargers on Sunday. NBA, the Bucks are back at home tonight. They host the Chicago Bulls. Milwaukee losing to the Magic in Orlando 112-97. That snapped a 14-game winning streak the Bucks had over the Magic. Milwaukee now 5-4 for the year. College football, offense, defense, special teams, nothing seems to be working for the Wisconsin Badgers after losing at home 24-10 to Northwestern. Luke Fickle.
There's not a single complimentary thing right now that we're doing. I don't think we've done in the last couple weeks.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The next time you buy a cart full of groceries, make that car payment, or write that big mortgage check, ask yourself, what would my family do if I wasn't there to buy those groceries, make that payment, or write that check? If you didn't like the answer, ask a State Farm agent about life insurance and start getting some answers you will like. Welcome to that place where doing it for them meets doing it today. Get started by contacting State Farm agent Diana Skowinski, Highway 13, Park Falls.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up?
I'm tired of feeling so bloated.
That used to be me. Then I got this.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion. A probiotic, right?
Yeah, it works naturally with your gut to help soothe occasional bloating and gas. Plus, it has vitamin B12 to aid digestion by helping convert food to cellular energy. Two benefits, one capsule.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Learn more at AlignProbiotics.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
This new country.
I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me. We don't have a future anymore. But there we got history.
I love it. 98Q Country.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll see lots of sunshine with high temperatures warming up into the upper 40s. Clever winds out of the west, 5 to 15. For tonight, increasing cloud cover, dropping back to a low of 28. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy and breezy, mid-50s. South winds increasing to 15 to 20. Wednesday, we're back to a good deal of sunshine with a high of 52. Thursday, mostly cloudy, a high of 54 degrees, and then a bit cooler to wrap up your work week on Friday. Partly cloudy, we're back to a high of 40. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently 35 degrees.
Your favorites. Favorites. Your classics. Your country. Country. 98Q Country. Country.
Thank you.
troubles off at the conveyor belt. I'll hand you a ticket to go get it yourself. At the baggage claim, you got a lot of luggage in your name. And when you hit the ground, check the lost and found, cause it ain't my problem now. I can't carry it on. I got a lot of troubles on my own. It's all over the yard and the trunk of the car.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
She talks about the future like she's flipping through a magazine. Finds the beauty in the thrown away and broken things. Gets excited about all. That she's ever seen memorized, saves him away for a rainy day or stormy night. Sky's brighter looking at it through her eyes. I don't remember life before she came into the picture. Brought the beauty I was missing with. Colors I ain't never seen. She took chances with every wall I built. She saw canvas. I thank God every day for how he made her. My life was black and white, but she's the painter. She reminds me that it ain't too late to start again. Good, but you need some blue every now and then. Out I live so long without her reckless touch.
Johnson, new song called The Painter, 751. Giving you news updates twice an hour here on the morning show. We'll have another one coming up in just a little bit. Big Deer Hunters Roundup gets going this weekend. We have a little different schedule. We're still on every day except for Thanksgiving. It's just that, as you know, we've added Bucks basketball. So with that, we've adjusting it a little bit before and after that. So the opener on Saturday, November 18th. Well, first of all, Friday night, this Friday, we have a special show that's being done by our radio group, Civic Media. It's The Hunt is On, and that'll be Friday night from 9 to 11. I think you'll appreciate it. It's more of a statewide type show, but some good comedy, good music. So you got Bucks basketball Friday night, and then we'll have the Hunt is On from 9 to 11. Then Saturday, I'll be here, and whoever else wants to show up, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. We're going earlier on Saturday, the opener, because of Bucks basketball. So 4 to 7 on Saturday the 18th. We'll be taking your calls live again. Sunday, that's Saturday the 18th, that's a Saturday. Sunday, normal time. Monday, we're a little bit later because of Bucks basketball. Tuesday, normal. This is all on our website at 98qcountry.com. We'll have a quiz on it later. But we're just shifting our Deer Hunters Roundup a little bit earlier on a few days, and one a little bit later, again, due to Bucks basketball. So stay with us on that. More fabulous, glamorous prizes. And, of course, the highlight of the Deer Hunters Roundup is always having our special guests coming in studio. And we'll have several of those that'll be popping in, some invited and some not invited. So either way, we haven't figured out a way to stop it. The building we have the radio station in here is not secure enough to prevent someone from coming in if they really want to. So Thanksgiving is 10 days away, 10 days away, week from Thursday. A company called Simon Properties. This is a group that owns a lot of malls, shopping malls. And they have announced that they're closing all of their shopping malls on Thanksgiving Day. So I know anyone who's probably under the age of 25 probably right now is saying, Joel, what's a shopping mall? What is that? Where do I dot com to go find that? It used to be where everybody got together. You'd see people passing, you know, in the, yeah, how you doing? And then there's an arcade over there, and there was a food center. They still do exist, but they're harder and harder to find, the shopping malls. Now the shopping malls are, yeah, on your computer. That's right. Always shop local first. Look for that good stuff here locally first. There's a lot of good opportunities for you. You'll be hearing advertisements. So give your local businesses a shot first. Before you go on the dot-coms and do all that stuff. Packers lose. If you didn't get the note yesterday, they lost. They had a shot at the end. They played a decent game. They did all right. But anytime, I think Jordan Love threw the ball 40 times. So when you get a young quarterback throwing the ball 40 times, one or two are going to go the other way, and they did. A couple of interceptions and the blocked field goal certainly did not help the Packers' cause. So they fall. The Badgers are just not... Badger football just not doing much this year. Should be good enough for a bowl game. The Badgers could probably go 2-11, and there'd still be a Mexico.Doritos bowl or something that would take them, because Badger fans will travel anywhere to watch their Badgers play. And if it's warm weather, they'll definitely go there in January. So, and you don't even have to be 500 anymore to get in a bowl game. No, if you're 5-7, if you're 5-8. And you got a good fan base. They'll cash your check. That's right. They'll take it. The NIL deals and the minor league football. They just need to rename it. It's called college football, but it's not that anymore. It's minor league football. This is what it is. It's it's even crazier than professional, because there's no salary cap. I mean, there's no salary cap in college football. I mean, colleges, if they got millions, they'll pay millions to their players. I mean, technically, it's through NIL deals, name, image, likeness, but they're being paid. So it's minor league football. It's still entertaining, though. The campus atmospheres of college football is still pretty fun to watch, but the game has definitely changed. Another news update coming up for you in just a moment here at the top of the hour.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day. and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry, with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help. So you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This year, Staples will not be celebrating the holidays. Instead, we're celebrating the holiday deals with amazing savings for the holiday season. Save 50% on custom holiday cards, save 50% on custom invitations, and save 50% on custom photo gifts like mugs and calendars. During Staples holiday deals, it's not about the ho-ho-ho, it's about saving do-do-do. Save 50% on custom cards, invitations, and photo gifts today at Staples. Ends 12/16. Visit staples.com/print for more details.
Hold up a second.
I love this time of year. Cold beer, hot wings, and football.
98Q Country.
There's a long black train coming down the line, feeding off the souls that are lost and crying. Rails of sin, only evil remains. Watch out, brother, for that long black train. Look to the heavens, you can look to the skies. You can find redemption staring back into your eyes. There is protection and there's the same. Burn in your ticket for that long black train. 'Cause there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory in the Lord. Cling to the Father and His holy name. And don't go riding on that long. Destination is